Hello, everyone, and welcome to Clearview's 24-hour prayer vigil. This is our live stream during the prayer vigil.
We are live stream is not 24 hours.
We will not be live streaming for 24 hours, but we will be live in these two-hour window praying with you guys. We're so excited to be here.
Do you think we could eventually get to where we're doing a 24-hour like live stream where we're like maybe we swap people out and we like rotate?
Maybe.
You think we could do that?
Maybe.
I think Dr. Shaw, would you be down for a 24-hour live?
I would be. I mean, imagine people calling in all hours of the night, mm-hmm. and just asking us to pray for them. And maybe we'll have different people in shifts who can come and take the seat and
I was wondering if you would just down a bunch of coffee and try to do it.
If that's what it takes to pray and get people excited about praying and taking all their needs and cares and worries to God, I'll do it.
Amen. That's amen. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with our host, Dr. Abadan Shaw, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of tonight's live stream. Dr. Shaw, welcome to the stream.
Welcome. You as well. And thank you to John, to Ryan, and behind the scenes, we have David and Nicholas and Adam, and in fact, our whole Clearview staff. Really, they pour their heart, soul, mind to make the stream happen. So I thank all of them for this. I thank the leadership of our church because they're behind this, mm-hmm. because they believe in the value of prayer. Mm-hmm. And I also want to thank our big partners like Truth Network,
yes.
mm-hmm. And also Pray.com. These are the big platforms on which our messages and our programs and our podcasts are aired.
That's
our
right.
videocasts are
yes,
aired.
Yes, that's right.
And so
that's
we're
right.
so grateful to them as well for partnering with us and helping us in this.
Absolutely.
Very it's grateful. All thousands of people are 100%. Being impacted by your message, by the message of the gospel through the Clearview Today Show and through other mediums. And we're thankful for the ways that God is moving and excited to be a part of it.
It's extremely cool that the internet has given everybody a platform. So if you've got a message, of course, you can always post it on Facebook and you can post it on YouTube, Twitter. You can always do that. But it says something about where God is positioning, I think you, Dr. Shaw, and your messages and really your overall message to the world where I don't want to say actual platforms, but you know what I mean? More traditional mm-hmm. platforms like Truth Network Radio and like Pray.com for broadcasting are becoming more and more available, and not only available, but successful. We're okay. seeing people respond. And I mean successful in the sense that it's making an impact in people's lives and
right.
and a large, large scale.
That's right.
Now, for this two-hour window, we don't want to just talk at you the entire time.
Right.
So I want to set up, you know, what the purpose behind this is. We want to pray alongside you. Mm. We talk all the time that this is a show that engages heart and mind for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And part of that is through the power of prayer. We pray, and we know that many of you pray, but there's something powerful when God's people come together and pray. Mm-hmm. And so we want tonight to be about that, coming together and praying. There's a phone number associated with tonight's live stream. I want to give you that phone number. Make sure you write this down. It's going to let you call into the show. And we're going to talk with you live on the air, mm-hmm. and you'll be able to share your prayer requests, pray alongside us, and you know, Dr. Shaw will pray for you here on the air, and we're excited to be able to do that. So the phone number for tonight is 252-418-2298.
That's right. That number should be on the screen, but while we're getting it on the screen, if you guys are listening, if you want to just drop it in the chat, make sure that people who are watching the chat, because you know, it's a live stream, everybody's going to go see the live chat, just drop that number in there. There may be somebody listening to this stream right now who desperately needs prayer, but something as simple as a phone number not being on the screen, we know it's going to be there, but what I'm saying to you is make sure that you just go ahead and drop it in that chat, because people are going to go. That's what, the whole point of a live stream is they want to go see the chats and see the comments.
That's right.
But we want to hear from you guys. Dr. Shaw, this is the third live stream that we've done.
Yes.
This is our third attempt at live broadcasting. You're much more used to live broadcasting, having covered that in your undergrad degree. But as far as like the Clearview Today Show, this is the third live broadcast that we've ever done. And God has really worked in amazing ways. But do you want to just tell us where the idea for the 24-hour prayer vigil came from?
Well, years ago, we felt like, what if God's people came together in an uninterrupted time mm-hmm. period, just prayed. It's almost like a relay race mm-hmm. where I run a certain leg of the race, then I pass the baton on to somebody else. They run the next leg and then somebody else and somebody else, just to create this uninterrupted chain mm-hmm. of prayers mm-hmm. and that people will come and just come all hours of the night. And we would tell our people, men, you come at night,
right,
so
right.
that the ladies don't have to get out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. We don't want right. you to drive. And there were some ladies who did that anyways. They were like, I like to come out and come there and pray. It's more adventurous for me.
So I remember one of them used to say, I was out anyways. And I was like, I always thought she was joking, but I was like, why were you out anyways? It's two in the morning.
Well, this person did some work. And so that worked out perfectly for her schedule. Mm-hmm. But typically we would tell the men, you come at night so the ladies can be safe at home. Mm-hmm. And so now we have couples coming at 3 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. I mean, they come and they pray. And we have different rooms dedicated in the church building where they just go there and pray. Mm-hmm. But we saw such an overwhelming and wonderful turnout right in that first go round.
Yes, that's true.
We had multiple individuals signed up at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then there were times that, you know, maybe one person was there, but it was quite uninterrupted. So we said, let's do it again. And again, we had the same success. So we felt this is where God is leading us.
That's right. Yeah. Anytime you go out and venture out with a creative endeavor, you expect it to eventually lose steam. And we've been doing the Prayer Vigil, I think, going on 7 or 8 years now, right? Mm-hmm. I might be overshooting.
No, I think it's about at least seven.
It's
I think eight.
One of the few creative things that we've done that has never lost steam.
No, that's in right. fact, it's picked up steam. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen people turn out in the numbers that are increasing each year, and people praying alongside one another. It's been really good to see.
We typically will run out of rooms at least once and have to improvise on where to put people to go pray.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts is of the prayer vigil time is to see families come together. Mm-hmm. Mom, dad, children, or mom with her children, or dad with their sons coming together and praying. And I think that is so wonderful to see because they're teaching their children that prayer is not just what I do at the meal or before I go to sleep. This is something I can do with other people in the family of God, the church family.
So I want to talk about that for just a second. What is the purpose behind prayer together? You know, we talk about a lot of times about your individual walk with God and your time spent with God in prayer. What is the significance of coming together as a body and praying?
Well, corporate prayer it cannot be substituted by individual prayer. Mm-hmm. There are many times God's people were commanded to pray together. Mm-hmm. What we have done is we've said, it's just me and God. That's all I need. I don't need community. I don't need other people in my life. I don't need to join hands with other people. Again, join hands doesn't mean you got to hold hands, but I don't need other people to help me pray.
Right.
But if you look at that miracle that Jesus did of this man who was sick and his friends opened the roof and they bring that man down to Jesus. Yes, it has many applications. One of the biggest one is that they trusted Jesus so much.
That's right.
Right? They trusted him so much that they were willing to overcome the crowds. And since they could not get through the doors or the windows to come to Jesus, they took the roof off and came. But what I want us to remember is that those were his friends. Mm-hmm. The man's friends and maybe family, I don't know, they were the ones who decided to do this because they felt like their friend would not be healed unless he was brought directly to Jesus.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's a great application.
So I feel like that is a great application. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the main interpretation of that passage, but a great application that we are to come together to help one another. And maybe the one another may not be the people in that circle. Maybe it's somebody else that we're praying for. Mm-hmm. This is why corporate prayer is so vital.
You mentioned this a little bit earlier, but especially you said it does your heart good to see families specifically. I mean, of course, friends as well, but families specifically. And you know, if anybody's been listening to the show, if you listen to today's show, you'll have heard that we've been talking about the family unit a lot, specifically in the form of like dysfunction, trauma, things like that. But, you know, coming together for prayer as a family, that might be one of the things that if you are going through a hard time with your family, you tend to avoid. And it's ironic because that's the one thing that you really need. Mm, you know, you're avoiding the antidote.
Yeah,
a victim's primary healing community is the family. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, as a child or as a teenager or adolescent who is facing some kind of trauma or some kind of pain or something bad happened. So what do you do? Well, the family unit is the first place that they turn to, or they should turn to. And that should be the place ready to help this person,
yeah.
this child, this adolescent. And so what happens if the family itself is a source of pain mm-hmm. and suffering or trauma?
Yeah.
Well, in those situations, you have to turn to others. But nonetheless, the whole point of this series is we need other people.
That's right. Mm.
God uses the family and many times the church family mm-hmm. to bring hope and healing in the lives of people who are hurting. So
how about this for a challenge? Maybe you're listening to the live stream tonight, and maybe you're working up the courage to call, right? The number's on the screen. We encourage you to call, and maybe you're like, okay, I know I need to call. I know I want these men to pray with me. Not just for me, but with me. But there's someone in your family, right? You know that there's someone in your family who needs prayer just as much as you, maybe even more than you. And so why not take this opportunity to share this live stream with them? Why not take this opportunity to give them that phone number and spread that hope with them? Because we want to pray with them just as much as we want to pray with you.
That's right. Prayer matters. I mean, we believe that wholeheartedly. And we've seen people impacted through not only the prayer vigils here at Clearview, but through these live streams that we've done. You said that yourself, John, this is the third one that we've done. And we've seen people transform. We've seen prayers answered as a result of just this live stream, as a result of the 24-hour prayer vigil. There's something significant when God's people pray, and especially when they come together and pray. Mm. And we want to do that with you tonight. Again, that number is 252-418-2298. Mm-hmm. Call into that number, and we would be honored to pray with you on the air.
Yeah, needing prayer is not a shameful thing. You know what I mean? I need prayer. I need prayer more than ever. And what I appreciate about the men sitting on this couch with me and Dr. Shah as well is that, you know, we pray for each other. You know, we mm-hmm. prayed for each other just before this live stream started. And Dr. Shah prayed for us, and he prayed for me specifically. You know, something like that, I could never, ever understate how valuable that is, how valuable it makes me feel, how seen it makes me feel when someone prays for you. We want to be that for you tonight. So we're going to encourage you guys to call in. Before we do, I do want to mention one thing, and that is our devotional podcast, a brand new show that we've launched called The Lighthouse. It's weekly devotions with Dr. Abadan Shah. You know, Clearview produces a lot of devotionals, and we're going to talk about some other ones in just a second, but this is a new podcast that we've started. It drops every single Saturday. There's a new episode 8 a.m. If you are subscribed on our website, that's clearviewbc.org, then you're going to go ahead and get it automatically as a push notification. But for everybody else, it's available on Spotify. It's available on iTunes. It's available anywhere podcasting content is consumed. But we're very, very big on devotionals because a lot of Dr. Shah's devotionals help you pray.
That's right. Right? That's right. And so we encourage you to, as you pray, read those devotions, and that will help guide your time in prayer. In fact, I want us to pray right now.
Sure.
And since you know, one of my good friends, Dr. Gary Miller, mm-hmm. he often says, talk less, pray more.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So we don't want to just be a talk show here
yeah.
or a two-hour talking live stream. It's also prayer. We're going to have people calling in, but
that's
I want
right.
to pray a short prayer to help us get going.
That's right.
So let's pray. Father, we come before you today, and God, we thank you. Thank you for the privilege, for the freedom we have in this nation, for the technology we have, for all the help and these men around this room and the ladies, Lord, who are helping make this possible. God, we're grateful for them. But more than anything, we're grateful for your son, Jesus Christ. Without him, we were lost. Without him, we were hellbound. But because he gave his life on the cross for us, he took your wrath upon himself so that we could be forgiven, so that we could go free. God, thank you for that gospel. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who's working in our lives. Thank you, God, for the privilege of praying. And tonight we pray as people call in, Lord, give them your peace, your courage, your humility to come together in prayer. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's so encouraging to think about, you know, God, the God of the universe, responding to the prayers of his people. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about is the devotionals by Dr. Mm-hmm, Shah, mm-hmm. the Lighthouse. But Dr. Shah, there's also some written devotionals that you've put out, you and Nicole. Do you want to talk about those for just a minute?
Yeah. So back in when 2020 began, you know, when nobody expected or even remotely thought that the year would launch us into something so unprecedented as the pandemic, and everything was shut down. We were in crisis mode, the whole world, the church. Mm-hmm. And so God laid on our hearts, and I talked to our team about it, and I said, what do you guys think if we did a 30 days through a crisis mm-hmm. devotional? And Nicole and I sat down and we began to craft out what could those chapters be? What could people turn to give them hope and encouragement to get through that day? Mm-hmm. What would help protect their minds and their hearts from the attack of the enemy? And so we came up with a list of 30, actually we came up with a big list, like 50, 60 some topics. And then
for chapters?
For chapters.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And then we began to narrow them down and said, I think this one can be subsumed under this one and this one.
These two are kind of the same thing. Yeah.
And so like the first chapter is daily devotions.
Mm-hmm.
How daily devotions are a big part of your prayer life.
Yeah.
Especially as you're going through crisis. And then other things as well. I mean, like grace and love and peace and wisdom and thankfulness and hope. Laughter. There's a chapter on laughter and rest and health. So great, great devotional that people have told us how much it helped them at a time it was so desperately needed.
That's right. That's right. We, you know, we got two more devotionals we want to mention to you. But before we do, guys, the phones are open. And I think we have our very first caller for the night, for the evening. Oh, they dropped the call. That's okay. They'll call back.
Yep.
They'll call right back. So that was daily devotions to help us through a crisis. Yep.
That's right. That's right. And then we also had another one, which is 30 days to a new beginning. And this is when people are trying to make a change in their life, or they're trying to break a habit, or they're trying to kind of, reconfigure their relationship with Christ. They have gone off, lost their focus, the equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a devotional that we wrote. Again, we discussed with the team and came up with 30 titles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually came up with like 60 some again. But the first one is...
You always want to overshoot.
That's right. First one was feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's where it begins, right?
Right.
You feel like you're just circling that mountain.
That's when you realize you need a new beginning.
That's right. So, anyways, there's so many things I want to talk about. We'll continue tonight.
That's right. But our caller has called back. Oh, no, that was a terminated call. Sorry, I saw the call come up and I thought that was... You can clear it if you want to. Or you can call it back if you want to. But, you know, the phones are open. That number is 252-418-2298. We have a couple of calls come in, and I think they may have got cold feet and dropped the call, or maybe there was technical difficulties on their end. What was the third devotional, Dr. Shah, while we're waiting for them to call back?
The third devotional sort of came out of where our nation was over the past couple of years. I mean, we had sort of lost all sense of hope. Like, will America ever come back to God?
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever going to be a day where we will say, man, I'm so grateful for where we are today as a nation, because we were going further and further and further away from biblical values.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, our team came together, we prayed over this, and came up with 30 titles and then began to write. Mm-hmm. And this was the hardest one to do, because each of them is actually a story taken from the American story.
It had to be researched. Each chapter had to be specifically researched, because, like you said, there were a story or there were a topic, but there were some historical event that actually happened.
And it's rare that you get a devotional that's going to increase your walk with God and grow your relationship with Him, and also equip you to know American history better. But this one does that.
And if you put out a book with American history and you put a PhD in your title, like, you got to make sure that your stuff is right.
Yes.
So that one did take a little bit more effort than the other two.
I mean, it took me, I thought I would be able to do this in a matter of, say, a month, but it took me good 3 months of nonstop research. I mean, hours and hours. Every morning I would get up like 7 o'clock, and by 7:30, I was researching, writing, reading, and correcting. There was some information that I found in books that was not correct.
Really?
So I had to go, I had to get the right information.
Yeah.
There were some permissions that I had to get. I mean, so it was so much.
I like that one, because that one specifically has a focus on prayer.
That's
what I mean? And that's what we're here to do tonight. In fact, think we have a caller right now. Oh, no, we don't. Okay.
All right.
I see someone in the queue. I guess maybe they're working something out technically.
But we're here to pray tonight, and we're here to pray because we believe in prayer together.
That's right.
I want to emphasize that. A lot of times people believe that they are sort of an island unto themselves. You know, it's just my walk with Jesus, just me and God walking up the mountaintop. But you know, the Bible is pretty clear that we were never meant to live the Christian life by ourselves.
That's right.
And that includes prayer.
A lot of times we do try to lone wolf life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's pride. I don't know if it's fear. I don't know if it's this desire to achieve and say that I did it, but we try to do this lone wolf, last man standing. You know, we actually have a song about that called Thousands More. It's on iTunes mm-hmm. right now. But we try to achieve this last man standing status where we can get to the end of life and say, I did it. Look right. what I did. I overcame. Or maybe we'll say that God overcame with me, but it's me and maybe God if we're lucky. That's but right. the other people that are in our lives don't really play into the situation.
But one of the texts that I'm receiving is regarding our students who are going away to college. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we need to pray for them.
Yes.
So Ryan, would you, since you lead our student ministry, I know our son Thomas is going to be moving into his college dorm over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So would you mind praying for him, but not just for him, but hundreds of thousands of others who are going away to college? We're praying for God's safety, God's wisdom, God's protection, and that God will do great things through them.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this generation. We thank you for these young men and women who are headed off on this great adventure that you've laid out before them. And I pray especially for these seniors as they graduated out of high school and as they're becoming freshmen again in college. I pray that you would guide them. I pray that you would guard them. I pray that you would bless them as they step into this world of higher education, as they're pursuing a bachelor's degree or maybe an associate's, or they're going off to trade school or they're starting an apprenticeship. God, I pray that you would bless them, that you would direct their steps. I pray especially for Thomas, Dr. Shaw's son, as he's headed off to college this weekend, that you would bless him, protect him, lay out the road in front of him as he seeks to take the world for your glory, for your kingdom. And I pray that for every one of these young men and women, that you would create a revival in this generation as they step into the calling that you've laid out for their lives, as they step into education, as they step into work, as they step into life outside of high school, that you would be glorified in their choices, be glorified in the way that they speak, in the way that they conduct themselves. And most importantly, God, we pray that revival would begin in this generation, that it would begin now with these young men and women, that you would ignite a passion in them for wherever they land, wherever you have directed their steps. I pray that they would bloom where they're planted and that they would ignite their communities for the sake of the gospel, that you would protect them, bless the families, bless the parents that are sending their kids off to college this weekend. I pray that you would comfort them, help them to have pride knowing that their young men and women are stepping into the role that you have laid out for them. And we pray that we would honor and glorify you in everything that we do and say in this live stream and beyond. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Guys, those phone lines. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Praying for that.
Absolutely.
Those phone lines are open right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Everybody, nobody wants to be the first person to call in. But hey, we do have someone. Hey, go ahead and let them in the room. Hello. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Can you please pray for my papa and my teacher in my school?
Absolutely. Absolutely, buddy. We'll pray for papa and for your teacher and for your school right now, okay? All right, let's pray.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today, and we want to thank you for this caller, the very first one. You know, it takes bravery to be the first caller, and I thank you for this young man, for this little boy that you've put in our stream tonight. I thank you for his life. I thank you for his future. And I thank you just for this gift that we have, that we can come together, we can pray. I just pray for Papa. I pray that he would be healthy. God, I pray that you would work in his life, move in his life, uplift him, strengthen him, help him to be a good example to his grandson. I just pray for his teacher. I pray that you would give her wisdom, that you would give her strength, that you would give her patience, that everything that that she does or he does, God, I just pray that you would bless it. And for this young man who's called in, God, I just pray for wisdom and for a bright, bright, bright future. Keep him on your path. Keep his eyes fixed on you and on Jesus Christ, your son, who died on the cross for him. We love you. We worship you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Buddy, thank you for calling in.
That's
we appreciate
right.
you joining in and being the first one. That's so brave to do that. Good job.
Hey, man, listen, there's a lot of adults right now who are listening who were too scared to be the first one to call, but you did it. You stepped out and you were very brave, and we're very proud of you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Right. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Doesn't it just do your heart good to hear little
kids?
Yeah,
that was wonderful. Your children too good to hear that. That's
you know, awesome. You said something, Dr. Shah, that really reminded that just reminded me of is that you love to hear little kids pray because little kids, not only are they not afraid to pray, but they're not afraid to ask for what they
want. Right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Praying for his grandpa and praying for his teachers. I think that's exactly what is on his mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody is sick in the family or getting better or the teachers, you know, so much to do for him. So he wants to pray for them. I'm so grateful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was awesome.
That was really cool. You know, we talk a lot about the necessity of prayer. And it's moments like this where you really ask yourself, do I believe this? Am I willing to step out in faith? Am I willing to have people pray with me? Open up, invite other people into our lives. Dr. Shah, why is that so hard for us to do?
Because, in some ways we are private individuals. We don't want to share our deepest needs. We feel like, well, if I said that, I don't want it to get out. That was me asking for that. But just sometimes you have to just be bold and say, no, I think we need that prayer and it's good. You don't have to identify yourself. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your address and any of that, just like this little boy. Mm-hmm. You can just say, pray for my situation. Or pray for so-and-so in my family. So sometimes it's that fear.
That's right.
Fear. But I think about it like this. What if you were in the hospital? What if your loved one was on that hospital bed and you were in that situation where there's a doctor there who can really do the right thing and help your family member? Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's your loved one, your spouse. And there's that doctor outside. Would you be like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to bother him. I don't want people to see me, you know, going be too forward with this doctor and asking him for something. You know, he may have some other things on. He may be going home. No, you know that if I don't do this, my loved one may be leaving this world.
That's right.
What do? You say, I don't care what anybody thinks. Hey, please, can you help me? Please. All he can do is say no.
That's right.
But I'm going to go talk to them.
Right.
That's how we should see prayer, especially corporate prayer.
Yes. Yeah, that push to pray. I mean, I think we lose it sometimes. I heard you say one time, Dr. Shah, it really changed the way that I thought about prayer. We often pray like we're trying to give God an out. Like, Lord, if it's your will, but if it's not your will, help me to be content. And in fact, I'm just going to sit over here and you do your thing, God, and I'm not going to interact at all. We lose that childlike, and in a lot of ways, I'm glad that it was a kid that called first, because we lose that childlike sense of coming to God and asking our Father for what we need.
Right.
We don't have our kids come to us. I mean, we all have kids. We don't have our kids come to us and say, oh Father, be thou blessed.
If it please thy grace.
My Father.
If it's in your will.
Yes. Would you consider giving me new shoes for school? If it pleaseth thou, oh Father.
If it be not in your will, Father, grant me not Capri Sun. Grant me not Cheez-Its, Father, lest I ground them into the carpet.
Only let your face shine upon me. No, we don't talk to our, we don't expect our kids to talk to us like that.
That's right.
Talk to our fathers like that. So we've got to think about prayer in terms of how a child.
You did a Bible study one time, Dr. Shah, on prayer. It was the doctrine of prayer, but it was also the practice of prayer. And I remember at the time your daughter, your second daughter, Abigail, needed a car. I can't remember if she was starting college or if she was like about to graduate high school, but she needed a car. And she was talking about it like before we kind of started diving into everything. And I remember you asked her, have you prayed for a car? And she was like, well, I mean, yeah, but, and he was like, no, have you asked God for a car?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I don't want to ask God for a car. Yeah. And I remember being like, she didn't want to say that, but me, like, I totally understood, like now in this life, it's like, do I want to ask God for money? You know what I mean? Like, do I want to ask God for like a big house? Do
well, stay broke then.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. You want God, give me the things I need, but I want him just to, and I mean, of course he knows, but I want him to just ascertain that I need some money and then send some money secretly my
just
way.
Just to give it to me without asking.
Slide it under the door, Father, so that I may receive in secret.
You know, we're talking about in the individual context, but also in the church context. This is, I hope people are listening tonight or watching, much of our success, if I would venture out to say most of our success, 99.99% of our success is simply because of prayer. Because we prayed, God is answering our prayers.
Yes.
I would even go as far as saying 100%. It's coming because of prayer. You say, well, what is that point one? What is your hesitation? Some is just by the grace of God that
that's right.
We don't even ask and God gives us. Right. That's my hesitation in saying 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it comes through some other means than prayer. No, what I'm saying is it could be that 1.1% or 0.01% is God just saying, you know what, I'm going to give it to you because you don't have the sense enough to ask.
Yeah, exactly.
So here it is. But all of our success here at Clearview are because we prayed for it.
That's yes. right. That's right. You know, this building that we're sitting in, the studio that we're in, I'd say even the people who are around us making this live stream happen right now, they've been prayed for and they've been prayed over. I truly feel that my station in life, and the blessings that I have in my life, yes, are because of God, but they're also because people prayed for me. The people sitting in this room, sitting right next to me here in the studio, have prayed for me. And I know I said that earlier, but I can't tell you how much that means to me, how much that has developed my own prayer life and developed my own faith as a Christian. And I bet there's people out there who are still hesitating to call, who are still saying, you know, I want to call. I just feel like I don't know. But understand that you've been prayed over. Even though we haven't met you, we prayed for you specifically right before this live stream began. There's people in your life who've prayed over
you.
There's people in your church that have prayed over you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that number again is 252-418-2298. Those lines are open. Call in. Let us pray for you.
That's right.
Sometimes it takes it stepping out in that place of vulnerability and saying, you know, I hesitate to be vulnerable in this way. I hesitate to share this, but I need this thing. I need God to answer this prayer. And, you know, we'd be honored to pray that with you, pray alongside you, and to continue to pray for you after this live stream is over.
That's right.
This isn't just like we drop the live stream and go, okay, we're done with prayer for, you know, the next several months until we do another live stream.
See you next year.
No. We continue to pray for the requests that are listed on this show. Prayer is a regular part of what we do here at Clearview. In fact, at the top of every month, we come together in service and have congregational prayer. Mm-hmm. That's something that I have never seen before Clearview. I don't know if I'm sure other churches do it somewhere, but I remember when this idea was pitched for us in service, I was like, oh, why haven't we been doing this? This is great.
Right.
Just to see everybody come down front. Those who are able, some don't, some stay in the pews, which is perfectly fine. But to see everybody kind of together praying at one time in service, not just one person up front leading, but everybody together praying. There's something powerful about that.
That's right.
It was really incredible for me because the very first time we did it was when one of our church members had gotten very sick. You know what I mean? And so we all came down to the altar together as a church to pray. And it was just an extraordinarily powerful moment. And then we did it again, Dr. Shaw, when your own mother was sick. There was a big thing. And I think we talked about this on the show in detail, but your visa was delayed in getting home, or your passport was delayed in getting for you to get home to see her. And so we all came down to pray. And God worked it out to where you were able to get home to see your mother.
Just to give a little bit of detail on how that workout happened, as we are praying, there was a person picking up the passport and bringing it here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is how powerful this was. Now, don't think it was randomly done. There were pieces in place and people did their part. All through that night, there were people calling people, but everything was because of prayer.
Yeah.
People prayed.
That's right.
That's right.
It's hard for people to pray because prayer is work.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are on a Friday night, setting aside our comfort, or let's just go out to eat, or let's just be chilling with the family, or let's just, you know, barbecue or cook on the grill. No, but we're here, and because prayer is important.
That's exactly right. All right, we've got another caller. Let's go ahead and get them in the queue. Hello, caller. It's so good to hear from you tonight. Well, they dropped it.
Yeah, I think there might be a little bit of a disconnect there.
It could be.
So hopefully they will call
back.
Yeah,
hopefully they'll call right back. I think, you know what? I recognize that number. I think they said they've been having problems with their phone. They just texted me a little bit ago. I know there's people trying to call.
We know that.
Yeah.
Please be patient. Keep calling.
Yes, please do. So where we were going with the whole, with the thing with your mother, we saw that in times of crisis, we were coming together to pray. And that sort of lent itself back to your first devotional. But at the same time, we realized when you got back from India, you know what? It shouldn't take a crisis for the church to be able to come together and pray. Yes, those were powerful moments, and the circumstances lent themselves well to those moments. But at the same time, we should be able to do this as a weekly thing. And so Dr. Shaw actually said, what if we did this every week? What if the congregation came down to the altar to pray? I'm sorry, every month, at the top of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've started that, that's another way that we've seen creative new ways to engage our church body not lose steam.
That's right. That's right. And now people look forward to it. The first time I did it, it was kind of like a hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we going to go forward? Who's going to go forward? Let's see who else is going. Then I can walk up. And now, when they know that this is congregational prayer weekend, people start getting ready to walk
that's
forward.
True.
Start right. moving.
And we have beautiful, beautiful kneeling benches up front so that you can come and kneel. You don't have to kneel. You can sit on the front row. People, you know, some people just come and stand.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how important those kneeling benches were to people. Like, I don't think it was like nobody wasn't coming because of that. But once we got them, the amount of people who started coming forward.
Yeah. It just makes it more comfortable to get down. And, you know, sometimes there's a long way down to get down on your knees. And to sit there on your knees for a while is tough. But it just makes it a little bit more comfortable and easier to get down and up. And there's something powerful about coming forward. You say this in the invitation, that coming forward, there's nothing miraculous that happens.
That's
You're
right.
not any closer to God at the altar than you are back
That's
in the
right.
pews. But there's something powerful about stepping out and saying, God, I want you to move.
One of the things we pray for is our nation and, and our community, actually. And that's one of the texts here asking us to pray for our community. So let's pray for our community
now.
Father, we come before you today, and God, we thank you for not just our community here where Clearview Church is based, but communities all across our nation. Lord, we need your revival. We need a movement among your people, among the churches, and also among the lost. God, we have seen great awakenings happen in this nation where men, women, boys, and girls turn towards you, where there was a change in the values, there was a change in people's hearts, where people were turning towards you and finding hope and salvation through Jesus Christ, where they were seeking to align their lives with the Word of God. And unfortunately, God, we're seeing over the years that we have drifted far, far away. It's been too long that we have seen a revival and awakening in America. So God, we pray in our community right here where Clearview is based. Lord, we pray for the hearts of the leaders. We pray for the hearts of those who are elected officials. We pray for those who are in positions of authority all over this community, city and county. We pray, God, that you would work in their hearts, draw them towards you, Lord. Those who are lost, that you would save them. Those who are saved, that they will be encouraged, that you would fill their hearts with hope and faith and confidence that you can still work. Give them the courage to stand for you. Give them a sense of grace to know how to speak in a way that is winsome, to speak in a way that draws people away and not repels people away. God, we pray for not just our elected officials or government officials, but also for those who are in the first responders group, for police, for sheriff, for our local troopers. God, we commit all of them into your hands. Our firefighters, our EMS, EMT workers, 911 workers, God, we thank you for them and we pray for your blessing upon them. We pray, God, that as they seek to help us, that you will also bless them, Lord. God, we thank you for this wonderful community. We pray for your protection upon us. And we pray, Lord, that the churches will become a place of refuge, a place of being a lighthouse to the lost all around us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Guys, those phone lines are still open. We've been testing them. We know they work. So just go ahead. Be the first one. Be brave. Call in. We want to pray with you. And you know there's things in your life that you need prayer for. So make sure you go ahead and call in. The lines are going to be open till 9 p.m. You know, we're actually live on pray.com right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually cool because we were able to work it out with Pray where they would be advertising for us. So, you know, we're live right now on Pray. We're live on Facebook. We're live on YouTube. We're live on clearviewbc.org. It means there's a lot of people out there who are still hesitating to call in. So make sure you do. Have some faith. We would love to be able to pray with you. You know, one of the things we talked about, Dr. Shaw, is this need to pray. Never mind. There goes somebody. I guess it worked. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How can we pray for you tonight?
I'm asking just for prayer for just growth in my relationship with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Ryan, you want to take it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for being a God who hears us, being a God who sees us exactly where we are and knows what we need. And God, we thank you for this caller. Thank you for her boldness in calling in. And God, we pray that you would continue to grow her in her walk with you, continue to mold and shape her into the young woman that you would have her to be. And God, I pray that you would put the right people in her life who can encourage her in that walk with you, who can walk alongside her, who can shoulder life's burdens with her, who can comfort her, and as she seeks to be a blessing to them, they're seeking to be a blessing to her. And God, we pray that you would help her to find purpose and to find a connection to a local body of believers and to live out your calling on her life. I pray that you would help her to know that she is seen and that she is loved by you and that you have created her on purpose for a purpose and for her to step into that purpose. We love you. Thank you for this opportunity to pray. And we ask all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you guys for praying, and you guys have a blessed night.
Absolutely. You as well. See you soon.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we did get a form that just came in that said, thank you so much for holding this live prayer vigil. Could you please pray for the healing and restoration of my marriage, that there will be grace, peace, and mercy flowing as we talk through this season? That was from an anonymous source, but they sent it through our online form. We forgot to mention that online form, but it is available. It's a link in the description. You can fill that out as there as well. I can pray for that right now.
Okay.
Father God, we just want to thank you for this this person who's texted into the show. We want to thank you for their bravery, for their commitment just to writing in and asking for prayer, especially for their marriage. God, that can be embarrassing. That can be discouraging to have to ask for prayer. But at the same time, God, we know that you want us to pray. This is sometimes you bring us to these places in life. And so I just want to pray for this person. I want to pray for healing in their marriage. I want to pray for reconciliation, that that marriage would model your marriage with us as your church. God, that it would follow your will. It would follow your order. And it in all things, it would glorify you. It would just be a model not only of healing and restoration, but of an example of what a great and godly marriage could be to a lost and dying world. So I pray for this person. I pray for blessing. I pray for strength and healing in their marriage, their relationships, and even in their Christian life as well. God, we love you, and we're so grateful that you work in our lives, in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. Amen.
There's also another caller. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you more than you know.
That's exactly right. Good evening, caller. You are on with Clearview Today. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Very well. How can we pray for you this evening?
Yes. I just have a lot going on with my family. It's a really busy season right now, and we're just coming up on some big, hard anniversaries. So just pray through all that and just all the changes that are occurring this year.
Amen. Certainly will.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, and God, we lift up not just this caller, Lord, but many others who are in a similar situation where life sometimes gets overwhelming, gets busy, so many things that begin to come upon us, Lord, we almost feel overwhelmed. And God, we know, Lord, in those moments we should call upon you, but sometimes in the moment we tend to forget, or we get so wrapped up in what's happening. So God, we turn towards you, and I pray especially for this person who called, Lord, that you would give her the peace to know that, God, you are right there with her. The God of the universe is walking with her, especially through these difficult anniversaries that are coming. For whatever reason, Lord, we know they must be painful. They must be overwhelming. I just pray, Lord, that the peace that passes all understanding would come upon her and upon her family. God, help us and her to know that you will work all things together for good. So as she is going through this, and as many others who may have different stories and situations, help us, Lord, to know that you are faithful. You are faithful in every season, and you will not abandon us, that you will work everything together for good. Lord, help us to walk in that hope and confidence. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in tonight.
You have a great night.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's always encouraging to hear people, you know, call in and really lay themselves out there. You know, it's hard to ask for prayer, and I get that. But at the same time, and it's funny, this is always kind of how it works. Once the ball starts rolling, I think people's spines start to become stiffer and they start to understand there's a softening of the heart. And you see, man, this prayer thing really works.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen that in my own life. Oh, hey, look, we have another. You see, this is always how I go. Nobody wants to be the first. All right, we're ready.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the Clearview Today Show.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing very well.
How can we pray for you this evening?
I was hoping that you could pray for me to have the wisdom to know how to minister to my unsaved family members.
Amen. Amen. We certainly can. Yeah, I can pray for that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this person who's called in. Thank you for their heart. Thank you for the conviction that you've laid on their heart to minister to the lost, especially when it's our family. I can't imagine how painful that must be, how scary and frightening that must be. But at the same time, you give courage and you give conviction. And we know that that can only come from your Holy Spirit. So first and foremost, we want to thank you for that. I just pray for strength for this person. I pray for wisdom. I pray for discernment. I pray for your Holy Spirit to speak through her as she studies, as she reads her word, God, that as she's spending more and more and more time in your word, God, it's not just study just for us to know it, but it's for us to fulfill this mission, and that is to seek and save that which was lost. That's what you came to do. And so thank you for letting us be part of that. I pray that you would strengthen her, that you would comfort her, you would guide her words in everything that she does and says. God, I just pray for a healing of this person's heart, that they would come to know you, that you would bring them to a place where they would see that you are the only answer. And I pray that you would do that through this person, through this caller. We love you and we worship you and praise you. And we thank you for tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Amen. Thank you as well. And we'll be praying for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's take another. Good evening. You're on the Clearview Today Show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. How can we pray for you tonight?
Well, first off, I just want to say thank y'all for doing this. Thank y'all for putting so much work and effort into this and just how much of a blessing y'all are to this community and to my family as well personally. I'd like to ask y'all to pray for strained relationships that I have in my family and friends, people who are not saved, people who are saved and have strayed away from God. Just pray that they would come back to the knowing the Lord and on the right path.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can pray for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for answering our prayers. God, thank you for being a God who responds, a God who answers when we call on you, being our Heavenly Father who loves us. God, we thank you for this caller. Thank you for her family and the ways that she's a blessing to her family and so many others. And God, I pray right now for her family, her extended family members. God, I pray for those relationships that are strained, where there's some tension, for family members and friends who are lost or who maybe are saved but have wandered away from you. God, I pray that you would help them to see your light and your truth in a way that they can't ignore, become so real to them that they have no choice but to respond to your love and the truth of who you are. And I pray that you would do that through this person, through this caller, through her example, through the way that she lives her life, through the way that she speaks about you and about others, through the way that she is a blessing to her family, through the way that she's a blessing to others in the church. God, I pray that you would use her in mighty ways to restore these people to a right relationship with you. Let her be an instrument of your Holy Spirit in their lives so that they would come to a saving knowledge of who you are, some for the very first time and others coming back to that knowledge of who you are, returning to a right relationship with you. Thank you for the privilege it is to be used by you in reaching out to those around us, to be used in the mission of bringing people into your kingdom. And we ask all this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank y'all so much.
We have more calls.
Yeah, I was going to say we asked and the Lord delivered. The call-in queue is growing every single second. Good evening, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, I was just calling in for prayer tonight.
Amen. Thank you. How can we pray for you?
My mother-in-law just lost her husband of almost 70 years, and she's having a hard time figuring out how to navigate through this new chapter of life. So I want to pray for her. And then I also have a niece that left for college today. And she is a bright light. She's a Christian. She loves the Lord. And I just want to pray for her protection and that God will continue to use her where she is now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll certainly do it.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time to pray. And God, we pray especially in this situation for his mother-in-law. Lord, I pray that as this new season has come upon her and for the whole family, Lord, that you would give her the courage, the faith, the perseverance she needs, Lord. More than anything, we pray, God, that the real presence of Jesus Christ would be with her. And not just her, Lord, but the whole family as they're walking in this new chapter of life. God, we also pray for the niece who is going away to college and has left. Lord, I pray that your protection, your wisdom, your guidance be, Lord, help her to shine brightly. We're also praying for so many others who are also going off to school, Lord. Pray that they will not only learn and grow, but they will also demonstrate Christ before the lost world. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much. We'll continue to pray for you and for your family.
That's right.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. See you soon. All right, let's take another. Good evening. Good evening. You're on the Clearview Today Show. How can we pray for you tonight?
Hi, this is John Trapp, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have prayer and to pray with you. There are a couple things I have. A good friend of mine who lives here in Henderson, his name is Terrence, and he lost his wife to cancer 2 years ago.
Mm.
He himself was diagnosed with cancer about a year and a half ago.
Wow.
And he just had a pretty negative appointment, maybe the end of June, beginning of July, and they're saying that it's terminal.
Oh, wow.
And they have one more maybe round of chemo to figure out if that's really the case. And just a really good man, hardworking, loved his family. He actually joined Clearview maybe 3 or 4 weeks before he got this diagnosis.
Mm.
So definitely want to pray for him.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, first and foremost, that John had the strength to call in tonight, but also for Terrence as he's going through cancer and this this terminal diagnosis. God, I can't imagine the fear and the pain, but we know that in fear and pain, God, you bring order, you bring life, and you bring second chances, you bring healing. You're still a God of healing, and so we want to thank you for that, and I just pray that you would work in Terrence's life, that you would move mightily. You'd be with all the doctors, be with the surgeons, be with the specialists that he sees, and be with him, be with his family, be with his friends, be with us as we continue to pray for him, and all the people listening tonight, God. Terrence might just be a name to us, but that's a real, living, breathing person going through something very scary, and so help us to remember that at all times. Help us all to say a prayer for Terrence tonight, and God, we believe that you'll do something great in that life. You work all things together for good. We love you and we worship you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you guys for taking my prayer. Can I bring one more? I just found out about
them. Please.
Yes, yes, please, sir. Please.
It goes to my child's church, my child's school. And there was like something on her stomach and it's been there for a while and you know, couldn't really tell what it was. And then they just found out that it was a mass. I guess it's cancer of some type. And she's 16 years old.
Oh.
And so they are going to have to perform a procedure to remove that mass. And there's even complications or dangers that it could affect one of her ovaries. And so a lot of fear and just reservation and going through with this, knowing that she's not even had a chance to bear children.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Ryan, would you?
Yes.
Would you? I know you lead the student ministry here, and I know you have a big heart for students. Would you pray for her?
Absolutely. Yeah. Heavenly Father, right now I just want to pray for this young woman who just got probably the scariest news of her life. I know she is probably scared and fearful about what the future holds, but God, we know that you are the God who has ordered every one of our steps, and you are the great physician, the great healer. And so we pray for total healing for her. God, we pray that you would guide the doctor's hands, give them wisdom as they are seeking the best course of treatment for her. be with her family as they're walking through uncharted waters, as they're seeking to find some solid ground. I pray that you would help them to look to you as their solace, as their peace in this storm, and especially for this young woman, as she probably has lots of questions about why her and why this had to happen and why now in her life. God, I pray that you would help write a powerful story through her life, a powerful testimony that this young woman can share for years to come about how faithful God is and how he brought her out of this season of fear and uncertainty. And I pray that you give her total trust in you, total confidence in the doctors. And we pray that ultimately this would work together for her good and for your glory, that many people will come to a saving knowledge of who you are through her example. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling and sharing those prayers with us. And we're going to continue to pray as well.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Amen. Absolutely. Appreciate
God
you.
God bless you. Calling. All right. We have another caller.
All right. Let's take it. Good evening, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. How can we pray for you?
Yeah, so I'm a new follower of Christ, and by God's grace, I've been able to lay some very long, hard-fought sins down, and I've seen God in undeniable ways, but I've also felt the enemy attacking in even stronger ways, and here recently, there's just been a lot of self-doubt about my identity, who I am. Whenever I open the Bible, listen to music, it's a lot of, this isn't who you are, you're faking this, you're just going to fail, that kind of thing. So if you guys could pray for discernment, strength, in the things that are of God and the things that are of the enemy.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. I mean, here's what I would say, you know, all of us go through those moments,
that's
even
right.
I do, as much as I know about the Bible and pastoring for all these years. But in those moments where the enemy throws doubts, I feel like I am in kindergarten.
Oh, same.
I feel like at that moment, man, you know, am I real?
Yeah.
Am I real?
Yeah.
Is this real? This whole Christian life business, is this just a put on?
Mm.
And then I understand that this is how the enemy works.
Yeah,
you're right.
He challenges us. I mean, he did that with Adam and Eve, but he also tried it with Jesus himself. Are you sure you want to go along with this? Are you sure you want to fast? Are you sure, you know? And so he even tempted Jesus with power. So he knows our weaknesses and he works on that. But God is faithful. God will not abandon us even when we are faithless.
That's right.
A very powerful passage in the Bible.
That's right.
In Timothy. Even when we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
Mm-hmm.
So our salvation and our growth as a believer is in the hands of Jesus, not in our hands.
That's right. That's 100% right.
You know, and that's a beautiful reminder in those days where you go, I don't know what to do next.
And if anyone's looking for that passage, that's 2 Timothy 2:13. Great passage. One of our favorites.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, I would like to pray for you, brother, and for others who are in a similar situation. Maybe us will be in that situation tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So we're praying for one another. Father, we come before you today, and God, I pray for my brother here, Lord, and similar stories I've heard over the years, and I have felt myself, God, in those moments, just like that pilgrim in that Pilgrim's Progress, who felt like giving up, who was taunted, who was harassed by the world and the enemy, and even his own flesh. God, we know that all these things we have to endure as we go through life, but we don't endure them alone. You are with us. The God of the universe is with us. Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us, helping us and guiding us. Lord, we also know that the body of believers, just like what we're doing here today, we are here to encourage one another. So help us, Lord, to encourage one another, to keep pressing on. Just the way Paul said it, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So Lord, help us to set the example for one another so we can finish the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your blessing upon this man and others like him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
God bless y'all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See ya. All right. I think we have one more. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling into the live stream.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing well.
Doing
how are you?
Well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just calling in to say pray for our family. We are, I am actually right now on the road taking our youngest to college. So pray for us. Safe travels and just pray for our family because this is the end of an era, but a beginning of a new one.
Mm. That's right.
Absolutely. I can pray for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for this caller and for her family. And I pray that as she's embarking on this journey, this sort of end of a chapter, as she's taking her youngest to college and they're entering into this season of empty nesting or near empty nesting, God, I pray that you would bless this couple. I pray that you would bless them with sweet moments together as a couple, with sweet moments connecting with their grown children. I pray for especially for her youngest as he's headed off to school. I pray that you would bless him, guide him, direct his footsteps, protect him from temptation, protect him from the world, protect him from negative influences. And God, I pray that you would bring the right people into his life to line up the calling that you've placed on him. I pray that you would give him wisdom, give him spiritual eyes to see what you're doing in his life and in the world around him, and to step into your into the purpose that you have laid out for him. We pray all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
You know, there are a lot of people.
Thank you so much for your prayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like her, you know, a lot of people in that same situation who are saying goodbye to their kids. And we have to remind ourselves that, you know, all that we have poured into them, it may not bear fruit immediately, but it will bear fruit.
That's right.
That's right.
Nothing that you do according to God's will and God's purpose with your heart's desire will ever be subverted or sabotaged by the world or the enemy. God will, in his timing, work everything together for good. So for those who are listening, those who are watching, you have kids who are away because of school or college or marriage or work or with the military. I mean, you know, they're not with you. And some may not be walking with God as you wish they were, or they're not living the life that they were raised to live. Don't lose heart.
That's right.
You know, the enemy will tell you, just forget it. You're done. Cut that off. But don't lose heart. Stay the course. And in God's timing, he will work everything together for good. He always does.
That's right. And you don't even realize a lot of the times when you're going through stuff like that, the impact that you're having on someone else. So for instance, this is also a big year for you because your son is going off to college.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's fun because, well, not fun, but it's kind of funny to look at because my son is starting school for the first time. And so as an era is ending for you and for your wife, an era is beginning for mine. But all the things that I've seen over the years, how you've poured into your kids, how you've taught them that school is important, your education is important, the things that you've poured into them are paying off for them, but they're also going to pay off for my son. Because now I'm not starting from zero. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm not starting from, like, I don't have to, like, build a foundation. I've seen the wisdom that you've poured into all four of your kids, and now I'm able to take it and say, okay, I've seen how this works, and I've seen how God worked in that family. I can use that for my family.
Amen. Right? Amen. Yeah. Amen. And I hope just take hope in that and trust God's promises. Don't worry about your senses and feelings. Trust God's promises.
That's right. All right. We got another caller. Let's go ahead and get him into the show. Good evening, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show. How are you?
Doing well, and hope you are.
Yes, doing very,
doing
very,
very well.
Well.
Thank you for calling this evening. How can we pray for you?
Pray for my wife, actually, who is facing surgery at the end of September and has several medical events between now and then preparing for it, and then has a proposed procedure after the surgery that that is uncertain at this point. So we need guidance and we need prayer for the surgery.
Amen.
Before we pray, I want to read a scripture.
Yes.
And this is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, starting in verse 16. Because, you know, the word of God strengthens us. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so sometimes in those tough moments, which we all go through, we need to hear the word of God to strengthen our faith.
That's right.
And so 1 Thessalonians 5 in verse 16, Paul says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen.
And I know it's difficult in this season to be saying, well, how do you give thanks? But we know God is faithful. And we know that God will always work everything together for good. And we are to rejoice even in this. And I know there are a lot of people, even this caller, I'm sure you are rejoicing knowing that God is faithful and he will work everything for good. Amen. So we definitely want to pray for you.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray right now for this couple, especially for the woman as she's getting ready to head toward these medical events and especially surgery at the end of September. God, I pray that you would, for this couple, that you would give them peace, that you would bring total healing in her life, that you would guide the doctor's hands, give them wisdom. I pray for their family, that they would stay united, that they would rely on you and that they would trust in you, knowing that you have laid out every one of their steps. I pray that you would give them confidence in your plan for their lives and that you would continue writing a beautiful story through their life, through their marriage, and through the impact they have and the influence they have on others around them. We love you. We ask all this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Absolutely. We're continuing to pray for you and for your family.
Thank you, my friends.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Have a good evening.
All right. Let's take one more. Good evening. You're on the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey,
how can we pray for you?
Request.
Yes, please.
Hey, so my husband has been having some health issues for about 4 years. And honestly, we just feel stuck a lot of the time. Doctors really don't have any answers. We don't get responses back from doctors when we call to try to get help. And then, of course, I would love complete healing for him, but also I know that the Lord just needs to do something with us right now, and I just don't know what it is. So sometimes I get overly anxious or tired or stressed and don't really know how to deal with that. And I feel like a broken record a lot of times when I have to go to the Lord for it, but we just always could use continual prayers for him and just for our family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about Paul as you were speaking and when he prayed repeatedly, you know, the thorn in the flesh, none of us like that, but God says, my grace is sufficient.
Sufficient for you, yeah.
So we're going to pray for God's sufficiency, his grace sufficiency in your life, but also for healing.
That's right.
Because, you know, God has commanded us to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for what you need. So,
that's right.
Yeah, Paul didn't give up asking for the thorn's removal.
He did. Right. He kept praying.
It wasn't just a one-time thing, right? It's like, let's just continually keep taking it to him.
Right.
Amen.
Say, what do you want me to do? How can I walk this with you leading the way?
That's right.
That's been my prayer for these many years, but sometimes I feel like I'm failing at it. And sometimes I feel like I don't hear the Lord, but I know that he's there. So I try to be faithful and continue to do that. But it's just, it gets really hard sometimes.
Mm. It's tough. I can hear that in your voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to pray. Is that okay?
Please, absolutely. Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Father, we come before you today. And God, as we read from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when Paul says he pleaded with the Lord three times that this may depart, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Lord, this family is experiencing this time of weakness. I pray, God, that your grace, your overwhelming grace, will just cover them and just saturate them, Lord, with your presence. Lord, help them to know that even in those infirmities that they will boast in Christ, that the power of Christ may rest upon them. Lord, we pray that they will take, as hard as it is, that they would take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when we are weak, then we are strong. So, Lord, we're praying this prayer on this family. And we also pray, Lord, for healing, because, God, you've called us to pray for healing. And we pray, Lord, for a healing for physical, but also mental and also spiritual, Lord. We pray for your protection upon the whole family, for the children, for all of them, Lord. Help them to draw close to each other and close to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
God
thank
bless you.
You so much.
Have a great night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
you know, we don't want anybody who's listening or who's watching on the live stream and have been commenting to think that we haven't been seeing your comments. We have. It's just that the calls started really pouring in. So I do want to read a couple of these comments that have been dropped into the chat. One of them is, please pray for the congregation of our church and our community. This church was growing and the congregation is going through unimaginable pain and shock right now. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's hard when it's your church family. You know, it's hard when your church family is going through something that's painful. And so we can just pray for that right now.
Okay, yeah. Did you want to? And I would say, you know, it's a very difficult time, I'm sure, for this this church. And so there's another caller. We don't want to drop this caller. So let's listen to what
to
they
the
are,
caller, and then
we'll, we will pray for both.
Sure,
these,
sure. Let's
these
do
things.
It. Good evening, caller. You're on the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling the live stream.
I would like to pray for one of my best friend's little brothers. He had cancer a little bit ago, and he's going to remission. Pray that it doesn't come back.
Absolutely. Right. Praise God for that.
Yes, absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this young man. I thank you for the light that he is to those around him. And God, I pray for his friend's little brother who is in remission. Praise God that you've been working in his life. Thank you for the ways that you've been healing him. And I pray that the cancer would not come back, but that he would remain healed, that he would remain healthy and whole, and he would grow up to live a powerful testimony, the testimony, a story that you've been writing through his life. And I pray that you would use him in mighty ways. Pray that you would use this young man in mighty ways as well in the lives of those around him as a light for your truth and for your gospel. We love you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for calling tonight.
Yes, and we're praying for you. We're praying for your friend. Continue to pray for him as well, and we'll definitely keep him in prayer.
Thank you.
All right,
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
See you soon.
Thank you. You know, as I was thinking about this church family reeling through this terrible tragedy, you know, the enemy is always against the church.
Mm-hmm. That's
he
right.
hates the church because the church is the bride of Christ. Christ is the bridegroom. So everything he can do to attack the church body, whether it's doctrinally or through someone's sin or someone's bad behavior, he will use that. And he uses that to discredit the gospel.
That's right.
It's not that he hates that church. He hates who the church belongs to.
That's exactly right.
And so, you know, we as a church have faced attacks before. Mm-hmm. And so we have to remember that we are in a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
Church is not just, this is my church, or this is where I go and I find friends. Church is a battleground.
That's right. That's exactly right.
We need to remember that. So definitely we need to pray for not just church, but many other churches.
That's right.
Who are facing attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be exactly like what this church is facing, but it may be a different kind of attack. Sometimes the attacks are from within.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I like what you say as well, Dr. Shaw. You always say it from the pulpit, is that when the enemy is attacking you, we often try to attack back. But really, prayer is your only form of attack.
Yes.
Prayer and hiding behind Christ. We think of hiding behind Christ as a defensive, cowardly measure, but it's the only attack that the Spirit gives us.
Yeah, we put on the whole armor of God and we stand.
That's right.
We stand. We're not called to go out there and fight the enemy. We are called to stand.
You're exactly right.
And so I hope this church stands, and we're going to pray for that, but also pray for many others that, number one, not only will they withstand this attack that has come, but also that they will stand true to the gospel.
Mm.
As I mentioned, the enemy hates the gospel of Jesus Christ, but he also hates the word of God.
That's right.
So we're going to pray that the word of God would be sovereign and supreme in this church and many others.
Amen. That's right.
So, one of y'all, would
sure.
you lead us?
I'll do it. I'll do it. Father, we want to come before you tonight and pray for this church. Thank you for giving them the faith to write into the show and to text in and drop it in the chat. But God, they're going through unimaginable pain right now. They're going through something that's been bad enough to warrant this text. And so we want to thank you for working in their life up to this point. And we want to pray for healing, God. We want to pray for strength. We want to pray for protection from the enemy, because we know that the attack is very real. A lot of times when things are going well, it's easy to praise you. But God, when things come against us, when the enemy comes against us and he works, and sometimes it seems like he's winning, it can be very difficult to praise and it can be difficult to thank you. But we want to do that tonight. We want to pray and ask for protection. We want to pray for your sovereignty over this church, for your wisdom, for its leadership. We want to pray for discernment going forward in the future and all things that we do, especially with us. God, I pray for all the church and the Big C church, the body of Christ at large. I pray for protection and for wisdom. I pray for just your sovereign hand to be upon us, to lead us and guide us. God, give us the words to speak, but also help us to make the right decisions. Help us to not make any decisions apart from you, prayerfully and very intentionally, God, coming to you. And we just want to just say that we love you and we worship you. And we are constantly seeking your face. And so I just want to pray for this church specifically and lift them up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we got another text as well. Ryan, you want to read this one right here? Because that was one that that just came in. Absolutely. Not very long ago.
It says, praying that my daughter and I can repair/rebuild a relationship that can be, she calls herself Noni, to the grandchildren again and be part of their life now while they're young, that the pain of alienation in my heart and the pain she feels in hers can be healed. I thank God for the lessons I've learned and the spiritual growth through the suffering and the 3 years of estrangement, all in Jesus' name.
Absolutely. Amen. We're going to pray for that. There's a caller online, and once we take that call, we're going to come back to this.
That's right.
Absolutely. So,
good evening. Thank you for calling into the Clearview Today Show. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing very, very well. It's good to hear from you. How can we pray for you?
Yes, I have a brother in London, England.
Okay.
He's going through some marriage problems. The wife is really not being nice to him. I mean, he kicked him out of their house, and they have 3 kids. And he's really distraught, and I need the Lord to protect him and give him direction for his life. Mm. Yeah, how he wants to. He's a bit confused.
I can imagine.
Sure.
We just need some peace of mind. He needs some peace and the Holy Spirit to guide him to do the right thing for the children.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I know that weighs heavy on your heart too, because to see your sibling, your family struggling like this and being far away, I'm assuming they're far away and you cannot be there for them or help them. Yes. That's a very difficult time for you as well. So we want to pray for your brother, the children, and even his wife and whatever's happening in her heart, that God will touch that life, but also pray for you and your family too.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll pray. Father, we just want to come before you and pray for this caller. Pray for her brother that's overseas in England, in a city that was once very rich in biblical truth and very rich in the love for Christ. But these days, God, that love has drained. That love is hard to find. And so it can be very easy for him to feel like he's alone, especially with all the things that are happening in his marriage. I can't imagine how lonely and how isolated he must feel. At the same time, God, we know that when you're with us, that we're never alone. So I pray that you'd remind him of that. I pray that you would remind him through other Christians, through your word, through his sister, through us praying for him tonight. I just pray for a community, just like we were talking about early, God. A lot of times we feel like we're going through life alone, but we have people that you have placed in our life for a very specific reason. I want to pray for healing in his marriage. I want to pray for his wife. I want to pray for the mother, for the children, for everyone who's involved. God, bless them. Keep them strong. Keep their eyes focused on you. Help them not to try to navigate this life with our own wisdom or make our own plan or find our own solutions, God, but to rely fully on you and not in a passive way. As we continue to rely on you, we dive into your word. We pray. We reach out to the people that God has put into our lives. We do this thing together. And we want to thank you for those opportunities that you place in our life. Help us to never miss them. Help this caller to not miss them. Help her brother to never miss them. For the wife and for the children, for the mother, for everybody that we're talking about, God, to see these opportunities that you're putting in front of us. We love you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Yes, thank you. We're praying for your brother.
We'll continue to pray for your brother. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Absolutely.
See you soon. All right, I think we got one more. Let's go ahead and get her in the queue. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
How can we pray for you this evening?
Okay, I have a really good friend. Her son is going through his 5-year scan. So he had cancer, leukemia a few years back. And he is 12 or 13 now and is going through his 5-year scans up on Monday or Tuesday of next week. And I just want to be praying for her heart. I think every time this happens, every year, she just gets really anxious. And they are a believing family. So they trust in the Lord, but I know that it can be hard. And there's some anxiety there. And, you know, the word tells us to be anxious for nothing, but it's much easier to read that than to do it when there are times like this. So I would just be in prayer for her and for her family and for their son.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know, especially with our children, we wish we could just exchange that with them. But for some reason, God has allowed this to happen, and it's for a purpose.
That's right.
But he is faithful, and he is a healer, and he will continue to have that healing hand upon him so that this scan will also go well, and God will again prove himself to be faithful as he always is to us.
That's right.
All right. So I'll pray. Father, I come before you today, Lord, and thank you so much for this caller, and Lord, thank you for her faithfulness in caring about her friend who is facing this time of the year when things get very anxious as she has to take her son for this scan. But I pray, Lord, that all that fear will just dissipate and let your peace just descend upon her, Lord. Let her know that in all of this that you are faithful, that God, you always keep your promises. God, help us to not give in to doubts and fears, but to look to Christ. He who gave his only son for us, how will he not freely give us all things? And God, we know that even our healing is part of those all things. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, we have one more. Good evening. Thank you for calling in. You're on the Clearview Today Show. How can we pray for you tonight?
Hi, I was just praying for guidance in the school year. We just started school this week, and I was praying for the ability to balance my homework and sports and keeping up with all the responsibilities this year, and praying for endurance and guidance through it all.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to pray for, especially at the start of the school year. Let's pray.
Let's do it.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this young lady. I thank you for the road that you've laid out and the ways that you've grown her. And I pray for this school year as she starts a new school year with all the things that she's juggling, sports and extracurriculars and responsibilities and family. I pray that you would bless her. I pray that you would give her peace, give her wisdom to know how to prioritize things. And most importantly, help her to solidify her relationship with you, to follow after you and to be obedient to you in everything that she does, from schoolwork to athletics to volunteering in church. I pray that you would help her to keep you first and to keep you foremost in her life, and help her to continue to shine your light to those around her. We love you, and we ask all this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
See you soon.
You know, I want to pray for this text that we earlier began talking about this lady who's praying for her daughter and her relationship, that it would be rebuilt, and that she'll be able to be that grandmother she needs to be to her grandchildren. I know this is a tough time. That pain of alienation can be very, very difficult, as she writes here. She says, I thank God for the lessons I've learned and the spiritual growth through the suffering in the 3 years of estrangement. But that's 3 years too long.
That's right.
And every single day of that estrangement is tough.
That's right.
So, John, if you would pray for this person and God's healing, and God's hand would be upon the whole family. You know, God, the Bible talks about the ministry of reconciliation.
That's
He's
right.
given us the ministry of reconciliation. The gospel is God reconciling us to himself through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And now he has given us that same ministry to do that with others. So Would you pray for them?
Yes, I certainly will. Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this evening and just thank you for this person who's called in, God, that they had the spirit, the courage to write in and let us know that this is happening. So we want to pray for her. We want to pray for her daughter. We want to pray for the grandchildren as well, that this whole family unit that is suffering from this estrangement right now would be healed without casting blame, without trying to find out who's at fault or who caused this. God, that we could reconcile ourselves. You know, at the end of the day, every single one of us are sinners, ourselves included. All of us recognize our own sin, but also our own yearning for reconciliation. God, that yearning and that desire does not come from us. It can only come from your Holy Spirit because, like Dr. Shah just said, you've given us the ministry of reconciliation. So we want to thank you for that tonight. I just pray for healing, for continued prayer, that this person who texted in would continue to pray for her daughter, that her daughter hopefully would be praying for her mom and for her kids as well and for this relationship to be healed. And we believe that you'll do it, God. You are a God of healing and of reconciliation. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I think we got another caller. Let's go ahead and get them on in the room. Good evening, caller. Thank you for calling into the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, how can we pray for you?
Yeah. So my wife and I, we're looking for a house, and we've got a growing family. God has blessed us so very much. But we're outgrowing the place that we're living at now. And so we're currently in the housing market, and it's a little crazy right now. So I just ask you all for prayer that y'all would that God would just bless us with a house that's nice and suitable and that can be a good home that we can raise our kids in.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I want to read for James chapter 4, where it says, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war." And then it says something right in the midst of James saying things. I mean, he's calling them out.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But in the midst of that, he gives them a promise. He says, "Yet you do not have because you do not ask."
Mm.
All right? And so then he goes on to say, "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures."
Mm.
Here, the prayer is, "God, so that we can raise our family."
That's exactly right.
To follow you, to be an instrument of your work in this world.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So that is not just for pleasure. That's so, Lord, help us to be able to live comfortably so that we can serve you.
That's exactly right.
So
amen.
This lines up very much with what James says here. And so we shall ask.
Yes, let's ask.
Let's ask and see what God will do.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's amen. Do that. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this young man who's called in. God, I thank you for his family, the way that you blessed him and his wife and their children. I pray that you would continue to guide them, continue to protect them and their growing family. And I pray that you would line things up in such a way that they would land in the house that you have for them that is the perfect fit for their family, where they can raise their kids, and the perfect fit so they will look at this and recognize that it is only you. It's only you who have made a way for them. It's only you who have made a place for them. And God, I pray that you would help them to continue to look to you, to continue to trust in you, and to glorify you in everything that they do. We ask all this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
And you know, as I'm thinking about the prayer request that was just made, I want to sort of talk about that, unless we have some other calls coming in.
Go for it.
It's you know, sometimes when we are in the midst of prayer and the answers don't come as soon as we like for them to come, we tend to give up.
Mm.
You know, we tend to lose heart.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like, well, God doesn't care, or it's not going to happen, or you know, this is my lot in life. And that's when the enemy works on us too and says, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so right here in Luke chapter 18, Jesus gives a parable. The parable is known as the parable of the persistent widow.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hear the parable. It says this: "Then he spoke," then he meaning Jesus, "spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." The antidote to losing heart is prayer.
That's right.
So right now, if you're losing your heart when it comes to, say, a house, as this young man, or that relationship with her daughter, or some physical ailment, or a church situation, if you feel like you're losing heart, the only antidote is prayer.
That's right.
Prayer. And I want to come back to this, but there's a caller on the line.
Good evening, caller. Thank you for calling into the Clearview Today show. How are you this evening?
Good. This is Dwayne. How is it going?
Hey, Dwayne. It's good to hear from you, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand you guys are having a prayer meeting and you are offering up prayers for people who need it or want it.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Can we pray for you this evening?
Yes. Pray for our church. We're kind of undertaking a little bit of a evangelistic approach to things. So we're spending some time out on the streets, and we just want prayer as we go out and talk to people.
Yes, absolutely. Let's pray.
Absolutely. I would love to pray for you. Let's pray. Father, we come before you, and God, I pray for my friend here, Lord, who is with the church, praying for the church to have that evangelistic zeal and the evangelistic courage to go out and share the gospel with the lost world. Lord, sometimes when we step out of our comfort zones, we realize how deep is the lostness, how dark is the darkness. Mm. And so, God, I pray for this church, God, that you would give them your Spirit, Lord, your Holy Spirit, just inspiring them, giving them the wisdom, the courage to go out. And God, we know that as we go out and scatter the seeds, Lord, you're the one who brings the harvest. You're the one who does the work. So, Lord, help them to be faithful as a pastor, Lord. Help him to stand strong and just know, God, that you are with him. Provide for him, his family, his children, and Lord, all of them, Lord, we just commit them into your hands. And thank you, God. Thank you for calling us in the ministry. Thank you, Lord, for equipping us. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you
for calling in tonight.
What's that?
Thank you for calling in this evening. We're going to continue praying for you.
Perfect. Do you mind if I just share really quickly?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah,
yes.
So we, for the first time, we had a few people go out about 2 weeks ago. So I just got back from a vacation, so we went out before then. And we were kind of expecting that people would be really annoyed with us. But what I wanted to share is that wasn't the case. And wow. People were generally receptive to hearing things of the Spirit.
Amen.
Wow. So whoever may be listening, right, if you're on the edge of wondering if you should step out and go and do it, just go and do it, because it's not as scary as you think it is.
That's right.
100% true.
Amen.
I can agree with you. Sometimes I think the fear is either self-generated or the enemy generated, but it falls flat and we realize, wow, we were allowing that feeling to keep us from walking in faith.
That's right.
And just being faithful.
Right. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for your prayers, guys.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. We got one more. Let's go ahead and get him in the room. Hey, you're on the Clearview Today show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. How can we pray for you tonight?
Yes. So my little 3-year-old son, this is Devin, by the way, Weldon is going to start daycare Monday. He's been at home with me for 3 years, and I'm just really nervous for myself, but also for him, but really praying that when, you know, people meet him, even the other little kids, they just see the light of Jesus because he's such a special little boy. So we pray that he has a good first day and that I have a good first day.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. We love to pray for Devin and for her son.
Absolutely. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this sweet family. I thank you for Devin, and I pray that you would bless her as Weldon heads to daycare. I pray that you would give her peace of mind. I pray that you would comfort her, help her to know that he's in good hands. And just like she prayed, God, I pray that you would shine your light through this little boy, through the way that he interacts, through the way that he speaks, through the way that he talks to those around them, through the way that he shares his toys. I pray that you would be glorified in his life as he continues to grow in his knowledge of who you are. I pray that you give both of them a great first day and many days after that. We love you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling. And
yes.
We'll keep praying for you and for Weldon.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I think we got one more. Let's go ahead and get them in the room. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you for having this where we can call in and ask for prayers.
Absolutely. How can we pray for you tonight?
So I have been, God has laid it on my heart really heavily with family members who are not saved. I'm blessed with my kids who have accepted Christ, have been baptized, and I'm living life and reaching out to people around me. And I think it's come so much naturally to reach out to people who aren't as close to me to share the gospel and see, you know, where they stand and what's their relationship with Christ like. But when it comes to extended family, just kind of finding the boldness to speak up and say, hey, you know, this matters. This is important. I've kind of sat on the back burner and said, like, you know, watch, maybe they're seeing what's in my life. And I just feel like I'm burdened with the boldness to speak out and share with my family. So if you just pray that I would take that step and be bold with that.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. John, would you pray?
I certainly will. Father, I just want to just pray for this caller who's called in tonight. I just pray for bravery. I pray for boldness. I just want to pray for this conviction that you've given her, that you would not only continue with God, but that you would grow it, this conviction that we can't rest until our family members come to know Jesus Christ. It's the most important thing. And so we just want to thank you for that. I want to pray for strength. I want to pray for discipline. I want to pray for discernment, but also for just wisdom, the words to speak. We know they're not going to just fall out of the sky. You're not just going to plant them in our heads, God. It's going to come from what we read, the time that we spend with you, the time that we spend praying, the time that we spend reading your word and falling in love with your word and falling in love with this mission that you've given us to seek and save that which is lost. That's what you came to do, God. And so just pray that you would help us to continue to be on mission for you. I just pray for this caller. I pray for that, that again, that you would just give her the comfort and the strength to press forward with boldness and to not let that fear, just like Dr. Shaw was talking about, to not let that fear keep us from walking in faith. God, we have that faith and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you
for calling. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Very cool. All right, let's take one more. Good evening. Thank you for calling the Clearview Today Show. How are you?
Doing okay. How good. Are you?
I'm doing very well.
How can we pray for you this evening?
I have a family member who is 18 years old, and she's been battling melanoma for about 2 years now, and she received some pretty devastating, or her mom received some pretty devastating news this week. So if you could, I would love for you guys to pray for her.
Absolutely. Be glad to. I'll be glad to.
Yeah, let's
pray.
Do it.
Oh, why don't you lead us in prayer there, right?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for being a God who comforts us in our heartache. God, I pray right now for this caller. I pray for her family member, this 18-year-old young lady who's been in this battle, this season of hardship, and who has recently received this devastating news. God, I pray that you would help her to lean on you, to trust in you. We are thrown into chaos sometimes by the situations of life, but we know that you are a God who sees us and a God who walks with us in the storm. And God, I pray right now peace over this family. I pray that you would help them to lean on you and to lean on one another as they weather the storm ahead of them. And I pray that you would write a beautiful story through this trial, through this difficulty, and help them to lean on you, to trust in you in a way that inspires others to do the same. We ask God this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling. And we'll continue to pray for them. I know this is a difficult time, and those news of our children definitely get our hearts. So
that's
we will be in prayer.
Yes, we
Absolutely.
Will.
Thank
yes,
you so will. Much for calling in tonight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right. We'll talk to you
Have
soon.
A good night.
Okay. We got one more. Let's do it. Good evening. Thank you for calling the Clearview Today Show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How can we be praying for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to just say to, you know, anybody listening that, you know, there's a lot of forgotten people in these African nations. I work in Africa with orphan kids.
Mm.
And we have so many of them that are, they're literally starving, having, you know, issues, health issues, and nobody really is hearing about anything. Mm. So we need a lot of prayer.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
Absolutely. And our heart definitely is with you on that, because
that's right.
That's the heart of our church.
Yes.
Is to, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected.
That's right. Yeah.
And so we truly believe that we need to come together and not just pray, but also do. And so we are definitely open
yes.
to that.
You know, part of our VBS, this VBS, you know, we just did VBS True North, and part of it was partnering with a church in Kenya and being able to talk to the pastor. We actually sat in this very room and talked to some of the pastors in Kenya. And it was.
Well, this one was in Uganda. In Uganda.
That's exactly what I meant.
We are also in connection with a church in Kenya.
Yes, the one. Yes. Yeah, you're right. So I got them mixed up. There's one in Kenya, but the one for VBS was Uganda.
That's right.
And it was devastating to see some of the things that had happened there, some of the natural disasters they've been going through, but how God has blessed this ministry that they're doing. And how he's blessed this partnership with us as well.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Sure.
Well,
yeah, we're in Ghana. I work in Ghana, and we have I work personally with 150 some kids.
Wow.
And what we do is we try to get them into homes. They're orphan kids, and we try to get them into homes so that they don't need to be adopted. Mm. And we help them out a little bit. Most of them, when we get them, they do not have like maybe one pair of clothes. That's it.
Wow.
So we have to start from all the way from scratch, take them to a doctor, get them checked and find out what kind of health issues they have. And then what kind of aptitude they have, what they want to do. Most of them are just little kids between 2 and 5 years old. And some of them are, you know, the victims of war. They've lost their parents and different things like that. So they need a lot of prayer. We have a lot of projects that we're trying to help them with. And we have, we're building a hospital. We have a school that we're building, and we're trying to get all these kids into school. But it's great to see, you know, when we have one, for example, I picked up a girl and two boys. They were brother and sister, and they were sleeping on the dirt. The girl was sleeping on a wooden bench, and the boys were sleeping on the dirt. Wow. And somebody told me about them, because what was happening, the girl was going out at 2 a.m. in the morning to find any kind of food she could steal.
Wow.
If you had a sheet out, hanging out, left it or whatever, you know, they would of course take it, because they needed stuff to cover up. And and there was no windows, no doors it's a shack, you know. And so we got them out, and this was about 4 years ago, put them in school, and the girl is graduating this year.
Wow. Oh wow.
And yeah,
that's really awesome.
She's doing well. She's getting ready to go to, she wants to go to college, and her teachers say that she's smart. So she'll probably be, you know, she wants to be a doctor and help kids. So that's really, excuse me, a good thing.
That's right.
You know, to see them reaching back into the other kids.
That is really amazing. I'm very interested in this. If you don't mind, Ryan, mention the email. If you don't mind emailing us, we would love to hear more about this ministry and maybe partner with you and see if God has something for us to do.
Yes.
Would you mind mentioning our email?
Absolutely. So the contact email here is info@clearviewbc.org.
And what you can do, honestly, what we'll do is we'll put that email in the chat of this live stream. Yep. So if you're watching on Facebook or on YouTube, we'll put the email in the chat so you can grab it from there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we would love to hear more and see what God has in store, because we are doing a lot right now.
That's right.
Helping churches, not just in Africa, but also in Haiti. We had somebody watching us on Facebook right now who we know from Haiti, and we are so grateful that he is still doing ministry in the midst of a very difficult time, and has been for some time in Haiti. So
that's right.
We are very much trying to pray for them and help them. So please let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, now you want the that info now.
Oh, well, anytime when you have a chance, if you would just email us and let us know, or if you have a website or some of the information that we can be praying for or supporting down the road, we would love to know more about it.
Please send us that information.
Our email is wingsofafrica@hotmail.com.
Okay.
So it's very simple to remember.
That's cool. We've got that logged down, and our team is working on that right now and getting that in our notes. And what I'll do is, as soon as this live stream is over, I'll send you a quick email just so we have that connection.
Yeah. Okay, great. We have a lot of cases like that where I work with a national pastor, and so the two of us have been working at this for a number of years, and we've probably seen over 300 kids come through. And when I was growing up, I saw orphans, and I saw them go into orphanages, and they get to be 13, 14 years old, and nobody has adopted them, and then they wind up on the street. Mm-hmm. And so we started setting up a program that was very different. We don't put them into an orphanage unless we have to, but we usually take them and then funnel them right into a family group, and then find out what their aptitude is, what they want, and we start to teach them in that job so that they can support themselves when they get older.
That's excellent.
So we've been doing that. Some are faster at it than others, but I've been working now. I've been doing that for 30 years.
And wow.
Now we have people that are, they're in the job force, and they're good friends of mine, and we go by and we see them. Some we have a lot of contact with, others we don't see very often, but still, they're still there working, and at least they're not on the street doing.
Amen.
Kind of
crime. Amen.
That's right. thank you for calling in today, and we'll definitely touch base after the prayer time, and look forward to connecting more. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller. Thank you for the work that he does and his organization does for these young men and women, these young children who are over in Africa. God, I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would bless especially this brother-sister family that he talks about, this young lady as she's graduating, as she's seeking to be a doctor. I pray that you would lay that road out in front of her. I pray that you would remove any hindrances or any obstacles to that and help her to continue to be a blessing to this community that she has grown up in and been rescued from. I pray that you would give this organization opportunities to continue to work and down the road bring alongside partners so that they can continue the work that they're doing over in the country of Africa. We love you, or in the continent of Africa. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Wow. That's really excellent.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, that's what God has called us, not just to pray for people here, but pray for people all over the world, people we may never ever meet.
That's right.
But they're still part of God's eternal plan of salvation.
That's right.
I was earlier reading that parable, and I want to kind of read that very quickly. Jesus told them a parable that men always ought to pray and not lose heart.
Mm-hmm.
The antidote to losing heart is praying. He says there was in a certain city, a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now, there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Means I'm going to help her out. I don't care about God or people.
Yeah, I don't care about God, and I don't care about her.
She just bothers me.
Yeah, she's been on my deck on nerves.
Wearies me. She wearies me.
That's how Meemaw would have said it. Y'all are wearying me.
Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you the truth, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?"
Mm.
So Jesus gave that parable for a deeper truth.
Right.
But the truth right on the surface is, if an unjust judge who does not fear God nor regard man gives into a widow because she's bothering him, how much more will God not answer your prayer.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Exactly right.
God is not unjust, and he does not just disregard people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He loves us.
He's waiting for you to ask him.
That's right.
That's exactly
so
right.
So if you are fainting in your life, if you're feeling disheartened, discouraged, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling doubtful, come to God in prayer.
That's right.
You know, give that thing to God in prayer.
100%. Yes. We had another text come in. Someone left this in the chat. My grandmother is healing from surgery she had yesterday on her arm. I pray for healing and comfort for her and that she will have a smooth recovery with no hiccups. My other grandmother was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's and she's been struggling lately while figuring out the best course of action for her. Mm. Also, my grandfather for patience and love while they're figuring out life with this new hurdle.
Mm. Wow.
You always tend to think that like at the end of like in those golden years, it's going to be smooth sailings. You don't think you're going to have hurdles.
We're going to retire and live by the beach. No, there's going to be all kinds of hurdles and difficult things for you to deal with. But God is faithful. God's faithful no matter if you're young and raising a young family. God's faithful if you are single and in a season of waiting. God's faithful if you're old and facing some sort of bad news from a doctor.
That's right.
God's faithful in every season.
You want to lead it?
Yeah, absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller. I pray right now for both of her grandmothers. I pray that you would bless them. One is that she's recovering from surgery, and the other is she just received this diagnosis of Parkinson's. I pray that you would help them to rely on you in the healing process and in the days ahead that may be difficult, that may be a struggle. God, I pray especially for her grandfather that you would give him wisdom, give him peace as he's watching his wife go through this, as he's going through this alongside her. And for this caller or for this person who wrote in, I pray that you would bless them as well, bless his family, keep them reliant on you, and write a beautiful story through this so that many people will come to a saving knowledge of who you are as a result of their faithfulness. We love you. It's in your son Jesus' name we ask all this. Amen.
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 You know, it's really great to be able to come and do this. And we've got a little bit left in the live stream. The phones are still open, guys. If y'all want to call in, 252-418-2298. That number's on the screen as well. But I just want to say, before we do close, I mean, it's been a great night.
It has. Absolutely.
It's been a really, really fantastic night. I think it's really awesome that we as the people of God get to do this. And I think, you know, Dr. Shaw, you can kind of speak to this. When we started this show, the popular thing to say is we never imagined it would get here. And yet at the same time, we knew that God was going to use this show in a big way. We knew that eventually we would get to this place.
Absolutely. You know, you can never go wrong encouraging people to pray.
That's right.
This show was, or this live stream was not just about talking about prayer. Because sometimes we can talk, but we're just discussing.
Mm-hmm.
How sad it is that we are discussing, but we're never really petitioning and saying, God, would you do something in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
I often tell our team when we come together for Tuesday morning prayer, don't try to bring God up to speed. Don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to, you know, be thanking God forever.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, no, we need to thank God. I mean, think about the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Or the disciples' prayer, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much thanking is happening in that prayer?
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now I've got to think it through.
None.
Zero.
Yeah, no.
Right. So I'm not saying don't thank God. You should do that. But don't let that be filler.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, we come today. Thank you, God, for bringing us today. No, okay. And I do that too. I'm speaking to myself. Get to what you need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
If you had barely 10 seconds with a person who could answer your deepest needs, would you spend that time to say, hey, thank you so much for being here today, and like, for me to be here today.
Imagine the plot of Aladdin, but the genie pops out and he's like, hey, you get the three wishes, but you got 30 seconds. Go.
I'm so thankful that this, no, go, yeah. Ask. So when you come to God in prayer, ask. John R. Rice wrote that book years ago, Asking and Receiving. That's what prayer is.
That's right.
But we have a caller.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take it. Good evening, caller. Thank you for calling into the Clearview Today Show. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Before I share, I would like to say that when we grew up back home, our family, especially our mom, was known as a prayer warrior.
Mm.
And I love how Dr. Shaw talked about that whenever you need any help, when your life gets messier, you come to God in prayer.
That's right.
So, yeah. So I'm very grateful for our pastor, Dr. Shaw, that
he has shared those sermons, and I'm very blessed, and I'm very grateful for all what you're all doing. And my prayer request is today is for my little nephew, who's starting a new chapter, a journey at High Point.
Yeah.
So I would like to pray for him, and that God has abundant future for him and wisdom, and as a very good God-fearing gentleman, I would like you all to pray for him.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's pray together for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller. Thank you for her encouragement. I thank you for the ways that you're working in her life, the ways that you're lining things up for her. And God, right now we want to pray for her nephew who is starting a brand new chapter, as many are, as starting to launch out into the life that you've laid out for him. I pray that you would remove every hindrance, remove every obstacle in his life, help him to lean on you, to trust in you, and to have a clear vision of what you're doing, how you're working in his life, and the things that you're putting into place so that he can step into his purpose that was created by you before he was even born. God, I pray that you would continue to use this caller, his aunt, to be an encouragement in his life. And I pray that you would use her in the lives of so many others as she continues to be a light and a blessing to them. We ask all this in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for
calling.
Thank you
for calling.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great evening.
Have a good evening.
All right. We got one more. Let's go on ahead and get her in the room. Hello, caller. You're on the Cleveland Today Show. Thank you for calling us this evening.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I would just like to go ahead and ask for some. I have a prayer request, definitely for all the youth out there. Unfortunately, there's a lot of youth that's being lost. The enemy's trying to steal them away from us, from us parents. And, you know, some of them have addictions. Some of them have many struggles, depression. So I would like to go ahead and ask prayer for all of our kids, all of our children, and may God protect this youth because they are the future for our church.
Amen.
Absolutely. I would like to pray for them. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, and Lord, I thank you for this caller for taking the time to care about our students, our young people. Lord, we know that they are not just the future, they are the now. God, you want to use them right now in whatever capacity that they are, whether they're in school or they are in college or wherever they are, Lord, we know that you want to use them. But we also know, Lord, the temptations that are around them. We also know that the doubts that come against them, the trials they face, the attacks of the enemy that comes against them. Lord, so we pray for our young people, Lord, that your hand would be upon them. God, that you would cover them with your grace, mm-hmm. cover them with your glory as they walk out there, as they are in their classes or on the athletic field and or they are in some other spotlight. God, that you would shine through them. Help them, Lord, to remember what they have learned and what they have grown with. Help them, Lord, in those tough moments when there is a crisis before them, instead of caving in and giving in and allowing the world to pull them away, Lord, that they will shine even brighter for Jesus Christ. God, help us to stand around them and lift them up in their tough moments. And also, Lord, for their good moments, Lord, I pray that you would fill them with humility and, Lord, with just your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And we're going to continue to pray, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. And can I ask for one more prayer request?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Definitely for my daughter. She started a new job. And I'm sorry, but just for her life, that, you know, when she was younger, I used to take her to church. She's older now. And unfortunately, she has, you know, abandoned church. But just for God to keep protecting her and for God to keep touching her heart and knowing that he has something very special for her.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ron, would you pray for her specifically?
Absolutely. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now we pray for this young lady who's starting a new job. I pray that you would help her to, number one, be blessed in that job, to be blessed, favor with other people, with her coworkers and with her people who are coming into her job. And God, I pray, especially as his mom has shared, that you would draw her back into a relationship with you, that you would remind her of the things that she's learned as a child, and that you would help her to lean back on that truth now that she's an adult, now that she's grown. I pray that you would remind her of who you are and who she is in you. And I pray that you would give this mom and the rest of their family opportunities to speak into her life, to encourage her, and help all of us to continue to pray for her. The power of prayer is evident in our lives. And God, we pray that over this young woman, that you would protect her and that you would guide her back into a relationship with you. We love you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling tonight.
And
we'll be continuing to pray for your daughter as well, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Have a good evening.
Yeah, have a blessed night.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's really encouraging to hear people. You know, a lot of people, they call in and they're not expecting this wave of emotion to come over them. But I think that kind of just goes to show how, I don't want to say how not used to it is, but how new and refreshing the Holy Spirit can work in us. And especially when there's people there to pray for you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Prayer is how we were designed to live.
Mm-hmm.
We were never designed to just, you know, dropped into this world called Earth and then just survive, just try to do the best you can, build, create, farm, raise your family, educate yourself, and just, you know, do the best you can in this world.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was always supposed to be an open line of communication with the creator of the world.
Right.
We were supposed to lean upon him. We were supposed to look to him. And he's supposed to give us the strength and the wisdom and everything we need to live this life. And so prayer is not something that Jesus invented when he came into this world.
Right.
This is something he did with Adam and Eve when he walked with them in the cool of the day. That was a prayer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know?
And so don't think of prayer as something extra added on. Prayer is as natural as breathing.
That's right. That's right.
And it's so encouraging to take that time and spend in prayer. And, you know, to know that we're prayed for with one another, to know that you've been prayed for. And those of you who didn't get a chance to write in, that email is in the chat.
Yes.
And that, once again, it's info@clearviewbc.org. If you didn't get a chance to call into the show, send your prayer request to that email. We would consider it a privilege to pray alongside you. And God responds to the prayers of his people.
That's exactly right. And you know, if you want, I think we have a prayer. Don't we have prayer at clearviewbc.org?
Yeah. clearviewbc.org.
If you guys wouldn't mind. Over in the editing booth, if y'all wouldn't mind just dropping that in the chat as well. And as we're wrapping up, you know, thank you guys. You guys can take that prayer@clearviewbc.org. You can also pray through our Clearview app. But that email is a great, great way to stay in touch with us and let us know how we can be praying for you. You know, we actually, a lot of people don't know this and don't say this, but we love to pray for you guys.
Yeah.
It's something that genuinely gives us strength. It gives us encouragement to know that people are writing in and that we're not just speaking into a void, that it's really impacting people's lives.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah. And I want to thank you guys. Thank y'all and our whole staff and those who are behind the desk over there. You don't see them, other people who are here. Thank you so much. Also our staff and families.
That's
because
right.
You're taking time away from your children, your wives, your family members to be here and do this. So God bless you as well, and that God will also meet your needs. Mm-hmm. All of us have needs in our lives. God will meet those needs.
Thank you for saying that. Before we wrap, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you. Thank you for this leadership. Thank you for this church. You know, this show wouldn't exist if God hadn't put this calling in your life, if he hadn't led you down the path of broadcasting and journalism and how to put all of this stuff together and then pouring that wisdom into us. And not only the wisdom of how to do it, but the why. You know, I'm not the type of person that can come up with the why. I love to think about the how and I love to implement the how, but the why that we do this, you know, I look to you as our leader. And so I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for investing in my family, my wife, my children, my spiritual life. Thank you for praying for my church family. Thank you for being my pastor. It's a great, great way, I think, to end this live stream.
And for creating a culture of prayer. I think it says a lot. You know, we talked about the prayer vigil that was established and it's continuing to be so well attended. And, you know, three live streams in and we've had caller after caller after caller. It says a lot about you establishing prayer as something that's important. So thank you for the emphasis that you placed on prayer, because it's helped us not just as individuals, but as a church family to grow.
Your congregation responds to it. This could have easily turned into a 2-hour live stream where no one called and then we just deleted it off the internet. But the fact that people, you know, that once the calls start rolling in, people get brave and they say, yes, I want this. I need this in my life. It speaks to your leadership over this
Thank
church.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. To Absolutely. God be the glory.
That's Amen. Right. That's God right. That's right.
Amen. Thank you to all of you who joined us tonight on the live stream for our 24-hour prayer vigil, but our two-hour live stream as part of the Clearview Today show.
We'll have a 24-hour live stream one day.
One day. One day we'll have it. Today's not that day, but we'll have it one day. Don't forget that we are on the air Monday through Friday.
That's
if
right.
you're not already listening to the Clearview Today show, you can subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Thank you to our sponsors who made this possible, Mighty Muscadine, Laboon
right.
Ultra Pure Water, as well as our friends over at the Truth Network and Pray.com. Very grateful for those partnerships. Don't forget that you can support us financially at abadanshah.com/give. If prayer is impactful in your life, help us to continue to be an impact in other people's lives as well.
That's right.
We love you guys. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.